Welcome to our first ever episode. I'm Lena.
And I'm Yuna.
And you're listening to Blind Girl Chat,
where we talk all things blind and all things girl, no vision required. You guys, this is our first ever episode, guys. Welcome to the pod.
Welcome to the pod.
It's a very exciting day for all of us. So before we start, you guys are probably wondering, who are these two crazy chicks in my earphones? So we wanted to take a second to introduce ourselves. Lena, do you want to go first?
Sure. Well, I'm Lena, and I'm totally blind, and I'm in grad school studying to be a mental health counselor. Yuna and I have been friends for a long time, and we talk about all these blindness topics together, and we were like, we should start a podcast about this, so we're finally doing it, and I'm so excited.
Woo! Okay, yeah, so like Lena said, I'm Yuna. I do have some vision. I am legally blind. I've been legally blind since I was 4 years old. And yeah, we met when we were 15 at Perkins, shout out, where we're recording the pod. I guess we became friends at Perkins when we were roommates over the summer. Like Lena said, we talk about this stuff all the time. And I think the public needs to hear it, guys. I said these conversations are too good. The public needs to hear. So anyways, I just feel like blindness in general is just not in the media enough, or people with disabilities are not in the media enough. So I said, why not take the bull by the horns? Yeah. And change what you don't like in the media. So
it's true. And I really like that we have differing amounts of vision, because I feel like we've had similar but different experiences. And I feel like it'll help reach more people that way. And also kind of, you know, just show people how different blind people's experiences can be. So
totally.
I'm really happy about
that. And I feel like we have really different personalities in a lot of ways. So that also shows people that there's different ways to handle not having vision. And also I feel like a big asset of growing up in Massachusetts, Boston area, whatever, is that we always got to meet other blind people. Like I feel like I've always gotten to do that growing up. And for a lot of other people, the reason they loved coming to Perkins or the Carroll Center or programs like that was because it was the only time they got to interact with other people with visual impairments or who are blind. And so if you are somewhere alone in a place where there's no other blind people, I hope that we can be your virtual friends in your headphones, that you guys can like actually have people that relate to you about these things. I know that made me feel a lot better, was having somebody to talk about these things with, because obviously a lot of crazy stuff happens to you when when you're blind. I feel like you go through a lot of different experiences.
Absolutely.
Okay, so to kick off our first episode, we wanted to talk about some of the stereotypes that we most commonly see applied to blind people and whether or not they're true. Do you want to start off?
Sure. Oh my gosh. So I remember we talked about this a while back, but the first, well, Yuna and I talked about it, not on the podcast, but the first one we were thinking about talking about was the stereotype that blind people like to feel people's faces.
That's crazy.
That just makes me cringe. That's why I'm saying it like that, because it's so cringy. Like, it's just so awkward, because I feel like there's no good way to, like, avoid that situation, because when people ask me, do you want to touch my face? Like, I feel really uncomfortable.
When has that
saying
happened to
no.
you? When has that happened to you?
It happened to me more when I was a kid, I think.
Like from other kids or from adults?
From adults.
Oh, whoa.
I think it's always happened to me, like, from other people.
Wow.
Like, older than me.
Okay, I think I've been asked this once, but I have to say that the time that sticks out the most in my head is the character in Arrested Development. There's, like, a blind lawyer lady, and she's like, she'll tell jokes, and to check if her boyfriend's laughing, she'll be like, are you laughing? Are you laughing? And she'll feel his face to check if he's laughing. I'm like, girl, please. Like, you know he was laughing if he was laughing. Anyways, long story short, though, guys, she was lying about being blind the whole time, and it turns out she's secretly sighted. But story for another day. Yeah, blind people do not feel people's faces to check their facial expressions.
Or to know what you look like or anything.
That honestly like wouldn't even help me, to be honest. Like, I just like don't even understand where that comes from. Like, I guess because sighted people rely so much on facial expressions. But yeah, no, I've never in my mind wanted to touch somebody's face.
But also, sighted people rely a lot on physical appearance.
Right. That's true.
And I tell this to people, and I don't know if people get it fully, but like, When I meet someone new, it genuinely does not cross my mind to wonder what they look like.
Yeah.
Or, like, least of all, their face. Like, I'm not thinking about, like, their facial structure.
Yeah, which is actually really crazy because so much of the way people get treated is because of how they look.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done so many studies on this.
Yeah.
So the fact that that doesn't even cross your mind is, like, insane. I mean, I think the world would be such a better place if it didn't cross anybody else's mind. It would be so much easier for so many people.
Yeah.
So that's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
A stereotype I really wanted to discuss is something that has been brewing within me for, like, I don't know, you guys. It's been, like, the past 15 years I've had a gripe against this man. And I'm going to call him out right here, right now. Ben Affleck, I'm calling you out for the Daredevil movie and people being able to see in the rain or, like, just in general, like,
the blind
people. Yeah, blind people having superpowers is what I'm trying to say. If you didn't see it, Daredevil was a movie that had, like, a blind superhero. I think he might be one of the Marvel or DC superheroes. Guys, I'm so sorry. I don't know anything about superheroes. There's a scene where it, like, starts raining, and all of a sudden he can see because he can hear where all the rain falls. And, I mean, obviously that's, like, a movie trope, right? It can't be real life. I have been asked probably, like, 3 to 5 times about whether or not I can all of a sudden see in the rain.
Yeah.
I just think it's, like, the craziest question. But like you said, it's just in general, blind people having superpowers, super hearing, super smell. I don't know. Just in general, I think, like, there's this idea that people with disabilities are kind of, like, mystical and, like, have special powers.
Yeah. I think it comes from the fact that, yes, our hearing is probably better than sighted people's hearing. But it's not that it's like we have, you know, superpowers or whatever that makes our hearing better. We just pay attention to it more. So, like, a sighted person could have hearing that's just as good if they paid as much attention to their audio feedback that they're getting from the world. But it's just because if you can see, like, you're paying more attention to what's going on visually. So you're not paying attention to what's going on auditorily. So you don't feel like your hearing is as good, but, like, it could be as good.
Totally agree. I think people think that if you're blind, your other senses get heightened or something, when it's actually that you practice using your hearing a lot more. So you get better at using it.
Yeah.
I mean, echolocation is an extreme of that.
Yeah.
So if you want to explain what echolocation is, I know you use echolocation a lot.
Echolocation is something blind people can do, and it's really hard to explain. I don't know if it's going to make sense, but totally blind people can kind of sense, like, based on how sound bounces off of walls and things like that in a space, it can actually tell you a lot of information about the space. So, like, when I go into a really enclosed space, I can tell because it sounds enclosed. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm in a big, wide space, it also sounds very big and open.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was little, I would walk in the hallway or something, and kids would ask me, like, how do you know there's a doorway right there? Or something. And I would be like, I can hear it. Like, I could, and I would be like, I can hear the wall and stuff. And they'd be like, you can hear the wall? Like, what? And, like, they, and I didn't know how to explain it because I was, like, 5. And I didn't know, but it's like, yeah, like, you can hear that there's a wall there. So it only works for things that are, like, above a certain height. Like, maybe, like,
oh, yeah, interesting.
Like, above, like, waist height or something. Mm-hmm. So I can't, it doesn't work as well for something that's, like, knee level. So that's why, like, blind people can still trip and everything. But a lot of times, if
don't
there's
we
something
know it?
Yeah, if there's something, like, close to my head, like, I can kind of sense it. So
okay, well, I walk into poles all the time. I feel like I need to develop better echolocation. But I think it actually isn't that hard to understand if you think about it on the extremes. Like, if a sighted person, if you're listening to this and you have never experienced using echolocation, if you imagine being in, like, a cathedral versus being in a tiny room and you're speaking, you can hear that your voice sounds completely different in those two spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, like, extremes of what a lot of blind people use all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, the difference in the way sound bounces off of spaces.
Yeah.
So I think that makes total sense.
Yeah. And like I said, it's, like, in theory, a sighted person can use echolocation too. You would just need to get really good at using it, which means that you would probably need to, like, close your eyes and, like, not rely on your vision at all. But
yeah, don't take my word for this because this might just be misinformation, but I thought I heard that in some Navy SEAL training, because they have to do such deep sea diving where it's like pitch black, they do learn echolocation to be able to navigate in the water without seeing. This could be completely really cool. wrong, completely false. So don't take my word for it, but yeah. Okay, another stereotype that I wanted to talk about is blind people counting their steps.
Oh, yes. That's a really good one. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I remember there's a movie. I can't believe so many of these are just like, they're made fun of in like funny movies, right? But there is a movie, I think it was Dance Flick, and a blind guy gets dropped off by his mom. And she's like, "Don't forget, Ricky, it's only 25 steps to the door." And he's like, "Okay, mom," whatever. And he's like, "What?" He's like, 1, 2, 3. And then he falls into a manhole because it, so anyways, nobody navigates by counting their steps. I mean, you'd have to be counting thousands every day. Like, it is just such a crazy.
It's so impractical. It's just, yeah.
I just like, and also your steps are like different lengths, mm-hmm. and your speed is different. It's just mm-hmm. like, it just makes no sense.
Yeah.
I will say, I do know how many steps are in a lot of stairwells that I go up and down all the time. But in general, like, if I'm walking places, like, I'm not counting my steps, and I don't think I know any other blind person that does count their steps.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, I really liked the one about not all blind people are looking for a cure.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I think that's a really big one because I feel like we've both gotten this, but when I tell people that I'm totally blind, it's always like, "Oh my gosh, like, I'm so sorry," and stuff. And they're like, "Have you, like, talked to your doctors about, like, you know, what's out there or whatever?" And it's so frustrating. So I think I know people mean well, so I'm not trying to be rude about it because I get it. Like, I get that they mean really well. But it's also kind of a little bit offensive.
Yeah.
Because I think people don't realize that blindness becomes a big part of your identity, and it's not for everyone. It's not a bad part of of our identity. And so, like, for me, I'm very happy with that part of my identity, or like, I'm very comfortable with it. And so when people ask me things like that, it kind of feels like they're like telling me that it's wrong, or like, you know, that there's like something wrong with me for being blind or whatever. And I just really don't like it. So I think that that's just something to really keep in mind, is that not everybody sees their blindness as a bad thing, and it's not always something they want to change. So It's just not something I would bring up to someone on, like, you know, day one of, like, meeting
them. It's so true. I had an Uber driver who, like, stopped 5 minutes ahead of my stop a couple weeks ago to say, like, "I just have to ask you, when did this happen?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And then he's like, "I'm going to give you my card. I'm going to pray for you. If you ever, like, need somebody to talk to, my reverend is so good. He can cure you," like, you know, "call the reverend," whatever, whatever. So, yeah, that's definitely happened to me before, too. Yeah, it is a little bit offensive. I do know, like, it comes from a good place with people, but I also just think, like, the assumption also of people asking me things like, "Hey, have you thought about trying glasses?" Like, "No, thank you so much. Oh my God, what a great idea. Like, I don't know why I've never thought of that in my 28 years of life." Or just like, "Oh my gosh, like, I know a really good eye doctor. Like, I think I've tried going to the best eye doctors." I don't know. Even that whole situation of, like, thinking that you haven't actually gone to good doctors and stuff. I don't know. It is kind of a presumption.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do know people do mean well. Another one is people will often think if people are blind that they are totally blind, or like all blind people's vision is the same, I should say. And that's a huge, huge stereotype. And I think it's kind of makes it really difficult for people to understand blind people, because vision is so different for everybody. Like, being legally blind means different things for so many people that it can make it really hard to explain to people, because I'll tell people all the time I'm blind as a shortcut, because it's a lot easier than saying I'm visually impaired, because usually that means they assume I can see way more than I actually can. So I'll usually just say I'm blind, and then they're like, but you can see. And I'm like, yeah, like, I'm legally blind, but like, it's blurry. But like, it just makes it very, very complicated, because blind means only like not having any vision to a lot of people. So that's another one that I think makes it a little tough.
Definitely. Another one that I've heard a lot is that blind people can't live independently.
Yeah.
And I think this goes for everything from cooking to using technology cleaning, to getting dressed to everything.
Just like the simplest tasks.
Yeah.
So tell us, can blind people live independently?
Yes, they can. And they can do all of those things that we just listed. I think it's really important for people to know that. And I think it's tough because obviously, like, I get that it's going to be hard for someone who's never been a blind person to think of a blind person cooking. Like, they're going to be like, what? Like, yeah. How is that possible?
Yeah.
So I understand having questions about it. And, like,
I think it's okay to have questions.
Yeah. And it's okay to ask those questions. But I think that when they're asked, they need to be asked a little bit tactfully. Like, you know.
Can you tell me how you cook?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Our producer, sound engineer, I don't know what your title is, Matt. What did you want to call yourself? But Matt, who's in the studio with us, just said that he gets people all the time, like, surprised that blind kids can be recording and their own stuff on Radio Perkins. And that he said that blind people can do everything everybody else can. They just do it differently, which I think is a great, just, like, overall blanket statement that if everybody just, like, thought of anew, there'd be so many less issues with all of this.
Yeah.
Another one that I think I get all the time is blind people are deaf because people will talk to you super slow.
Oh, my God, yes.
This is, like, also just crazy. I don't even know. See, a lot of these things, like, they just defy logic, and it's just hard to even understand how they are a stereotype because, I don't know, it just doesn't make sense. But, yeah, definitely people have talked slower and louder to me. I feel like it happened a lot more when I was little.
Yep. Kind of along those lines is, like, the one about, like, blind people not being able to use stairs.
Yes. Yes.
And I feel like there just needs to be more education in general about disability.
Yeah.
And what each disability means, I guess, because I feel like there's a lot of confusion about it.
Oh, yeah. Totally. What are other things about blind people? Blind people always wear sunglasses.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. The sunglasses one. I don't like that either.
I don't like that either because I feel like the reason that they've done that in movies or TV shows and stuff is because they don't want to see their eyes because I think it makes people uncomfortable if your eyes don't look like everybody else's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes don't look like everybody else's eyes.
Me neither.
And
neither of us wear glasses.
Yeah, neither of us wear glasses.
And honestly, it's so funny because I feel like that's honestly one of the reasons why I was so resistant to wearing glasses because I was actually told, like, a lot, like, I've been told that I should wear glasses.
Yeah.
And I feel so resistant to that because I'm like, no, like, I don't know. Like, it bothers me.
Yeah,
you
know? No, because it makes you feel like you're unsightly. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I am afraid or I feel nervous making eye contact or looking at people's eyes because I'm like, oh, I don't want to, like, make them feel uncomfortable by, like, having to have them look at my eyes. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I've only thought that because of people commenting on my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And like you, like, I basically haven't worn sunglasses because, I don't know, I just, like, feel like it's a very Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, like, stereotype of, like, just, like, the blind dude with sunglasses. It's, like, very...
It is very...
It's very present. Yeah, it's just a
stereotype. Some blind people do wear sunglasses, you know? So it's,
they
do. Like, yeah, with stereotypes, like, it's like, yeah, it doesn't mean that nobody does it. It just means that most people don't do
it. I was going to say, like, I'm trying to get sunglasses because I want to look fly, guys. Like, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get me. I, like, keep looking for good sunglasses to look good on my face because I just think they look really cool.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be wearing sunglasses because I'm blind,
right,
if that makes
exactly.
sense.
Right, exactly.
And I think the last one that we'll end on is that all blind people are just, like, depressed about being blind. And, like, it's impossible to be happy when you're blind because you're just, like, so sad and you're just missing out on so much. I feel like this is, like, implicitly stated all the time. I'm just thinking of, like, Anchorman when Ron Burgundy goes blind and he's like, I'm blind! Like, and they're like, so, do you brush your teeth? And he's like, did you not understand what I said? I'm blind! Yeah, so, and he was just like, he moved into, like, I don't know, like, some hobbit home, and he was, like, living alone, and he was, like, depressed. I just think that, like, people think that's what being blind is like. You're just really sad. And I remember going on a date with this guy once, and he mean, like, I'm so sad you can't see the sunset. I was like, why are you being crazy right now? Like, you're making this so strange. so, can attest, do not feel depressed and or miserable from being blind. It's everything else. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I just like actually feel like I live a very happy, well-adjusted, fulfilled life.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, I feel like being blind has made it richer in a lot of ways. And
yes,
also,
me too.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of my character traits and best personality traits have come from being blind, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So it's actually added a lot to my life and not made me sad.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that blindness has just added so many cool experiences to my life, and I've met so many cool people, and we wouldn't know each other if we weren't blind.
Exactly. There's so many things like that. Like, I wouldn't be in America if I wasn't blind.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, guys, what an uplifting note to end the first episode on. Do you have any final words?
I'm just so happy that we finally did our first episode, and I hope that we will see you all next week.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. You can find us at Blind Girl Chat on Instagram and TikTok. You can email us
at blindgirlchat@gmail.com.
And thank you to Radio Perkins for letting us record. We will see you guys next week.